It's on, right?
Wait, I'm still bit. I'm licking my fingers.
No, well, no, stop. Stop.
Let me finish my meal.
Craig,
I got delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I want to finish it before we start.
But people know that we're on.
Well, they can't yet.
How could you eat Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Because you haven't started yet. Because it's delicious and I'm hungry.
Hang on, it's on. It's on.
Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Wait. Let me put this away. Hang on.
Okay,
hang
okay. On. Okay.
You start. I need to go.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
How are
you? I just asked you to start.
I did.
And I would join you.
And you responded.
But you said, hey, Craig.
And you responded.
Oh, my God.
You said,
God.
Hey, Warren.
I just want to finish this meal.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Welcome. Thank you. Warren, fuck you. I'll just put this aside.
We have discovered putrid in a bag.
Putrid in a bag?
Yes.
What is that?
Because Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it's gross.
Is gross.
Yeah.
We have nothing against KFC.
It's delicious.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a picture of a Kentucky Fried, the actual chicken?
No.
No?
Before it's cooked?
Before it's cooked, when it's still alive.
It's just... What?
No, so what they did is this is according to the internet, and I happen to believe it because I've heard it from multiple sources.
Well, it's on the internet.
Well, yeah, but
you have
to
believe it.
I've also seen it in periodicals and
have you really?
Yeah. So number one, there was a rumor that they had to change the name from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC because technically chicken was no longer involved. And they crossbred these chickens so they would have no hair. No feathers.
Seriously.
Yeah. And if you look it up on
they
your...
They do it with a bass?
I don't know. It's
how did it have no hair? What did they cross it with?
Well, I don't know how they managed to do that. I guess they found balding chickens and had them all breed together. But it saves time during the processing.
Maybe it's those hairless cats.
Like hairless cats or hairless dogs. Yes.
Or Telly Savalas.
Maybe he got involved
in
there as
well.
Yeah,
could be. Yeah.
You know? And so these chickens, there's pictures on the internet of KFC chickens that have no hair. And they don't even look like chickens. They're
seriously.
Like these fat things.
Keep talking. I got to look this up.
You got to look it up. Yeah. It's actually true. But as we were discussing right before the podcast, as you were eating that chicken thigh, whatever, well, if we could call it a chicken thigh, they've now come out with plant-based nuggets.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, how progressive thinking are they?
Yeah, but it's like plant-based fried chicken, but what is it?
Well, it's plants. It's probably like chickpeas and maybe tabbouleh, something.
No. It I don't know. But it shreds like chicken. It's almost like a seitan or like tempeh or...
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, yeah, but it's so ultra-processed with so much sodium.
Oh, I can't find it, so I'll have to look it up later.
Okay.
You'll have to show me how.
It's true. It's true. But that kind of leads us to what we're talking about.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
Every time we do a podcast, you put the mic just a little bit closer to you.
No, it's closer to you.
It's not. Let's get out of yardstick.
No.
Well, now you just moved it closer to me.
No, it's exactly, there's an axis in between
us. Close to my elbow.
Okay. It's actually closer to you than it is to me. Look. Look. Yeah, can you see it? Yeah. So, we were just having a fascinating conversation.
Yes.
What was that about?
It was about change, about choices, about career, about life.
And identity.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Really, really big one. You start to think about this shit when you get older.
You do.
Yeah.
And we're talking about our parents.
Does everybody...
I don't know.
Is it just us?
I mean, we're 54, 55. We're kind of getting closer to that age where we're not going to be what we are.
Yeah. And thinking about retirement.
Yeah.
Which means everything we did before for 50 years.
Is no longer relevant.
Yeah. We're letting it go.
Yeah. But who are
trip.
We?
But all we think, you know, and growing up, it's like, oh, God, I can't wait till I retire. But then it's like, well, what do we do?
Yeah.
What do we do?
What's your purpose?
Yeah, I don't know.
And I was also thinking, you know, I was sharing about my father, and my father was in finance all of his life. And when he retired, the only conversation that you could have with him was in reference to finance.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's who he was.
Yeah.
And
you know, this very dear lady to me, I saw her go through it. She retired.
And
it's like, well, fuck, who am I now?
Yeah.
What do I do? And nobody sees me as that anymore. I'm not important anymore.
Right. You're not at the top of the food chain anymore.
So if we, at this age, if we can start letting go of that value of that, this is my value.
Yeah.
And start figuring out what our real value is as people.
Uh-huh.
Then I think then we can shift that thinking before we get there. So then we can just retire and embrace it.
So we have to determine what our real value is as people.
Do we have any?
No. Shit. Because our only value at our current state, beyond being best of friends, is what we do for a living.
You have value to me, you have value to your family.
Right.
To your wife, to your those around you, to your friends, to all these people. But what's your value in society?
Uh-huh.
At that point. Because I had an employee who he happened to work until he was like 80 years old.
Right.
And he came to me one day and he said, Craig, he said, when you get old, I need you to watch out for one thing. I said, what's that? He says, you become invisible.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
What do you mean? He said, nobody sees you anymore. He said, you can be at the store and there's all this shit and going around you and people don't even see you
invisible. Anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of scary.
And I was listening to a story about Mr. Tesla. The original Tesla.
Nikolai
Tesla, who died, I think it was in 1946.
Was it?
Or 1943, and he lived in the New York hotel for his entire retirement.
Did he really?
But they say that he worked up until his last breath.
Wow.
Yeah. And let me ask you an honest question. Mm-hmm. Are we put on the face of this earth to assume the identity of what we do for a living?
No. And I think that's something that we lost along the way, because I think initially everybody kind of did what they did and bartered for stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you cook me a meal and I'll do this for you, you know, and those kind of things. But it was more of a friendly exchange.
Right.
I don't believe it was as competitive as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they also place as much value on status and things.
Right.
As we do. And it's because, you know, like with our stature, we've been able to acquire some stuff.
Correct. Stuff.
And stuff that society values.
Right.
You know, we have our cars, we have our nice houses, we have, you know, just stuff. We have stuff. And it's, but at our age, do you really give a shit about that? Because I don't.
Stuff doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. And I still make sure that I get it.
But we buy that stuff to make ourselves feel better.
Yes. But feel better about what? Ourselves?
I guess, because I think the more, you know, going through the 20s, 30s, 40s, the more materialistic stuff that you had was more of a sign of success that you were somebody.
Yes.
Right?
And your title.
Right.
And your job.
Right.
And not the value in which you brought. It was just your title that mattered.
Right.
And it's asinine.
And so I'm struggling currently because I've been, you know, as a culinarian, I've been in the industry now for 39 years. It'll be 40 years this year that I've been in the kitchen.
Wow.
And I'm getting ready to step out. So who am I going to be?
You're just going to be Warren.
But who's Warren? Because he's been the chef all these years, you know?
Yeah. See, but I know because of the time that we've spent together. I know who you are, and it has zero to do with the kitchen for me.
Right.
And I think that's the part that you need to discover. And I'm in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what am I aside from this? And I've had the opportunity being, I'm not in between jobs. I'm employed, but waiting for another venture to start. There's legal things to get it started. But I've had time to myself, a lot of time to myself. And it's a lot of introspection. It's a lot of figuring out, well, what's my real value?
But is it hard to see that?
Oh, it's a fucking nightmare.
Is it scary, though? I mean, having that time to honestly look at yourself, who you are. And I'm asking because, you know, you've worked hard all your life, right? And you went to a point where, you know, with this, you know, starting the new venture and all these other types of stuff, you have some downtime.
Yeah.
Where you have to honestly look at yourself.
Right.
And you're not looking at yourself as Craig the executive.
Right.
But you're looking at yourself as Craig the person.
Yes. And as you know, I had some things that helped me. You know, I read the most ridiculously great book.
Mm-hmm.
And it was It's not, there's no endorsement for spirituality, none of that stuff, but it's called Think Like a Monk. And it was by this guy, Jay something or other. And he was very successful and he was on his way and then heard some monk speak. He was like, okay, I want to do that now. Mm-hmm. And he did that for a while and then he got out of it. But it's the things that he learned as a monk, mm-hmm. which found me at exactly where I was. Mm. And it's like, because I'm not a voracious reader. Right. I never have been.
Reading is a struggle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when you read something that every page speaks to you, uh-huh. and that was the entirety of the book, and it tripped me out because I always found like little pieces of books that might apply.
Right.
And I'm not a big self-help guy. I'm not big into that shit.
Robbins?
Yeah, I think you can just beat that shit to death.
Yeah, it's like, and if you're, and I think what people are searching to fix themselves, and I don't think fixing yourself is that easy, because it takes a lot of time to do that damage, and it takes a lot.
We need to fix. I don't think it's so much that we need to fix ourselves, but we do need to think of or fix how we think.
Wait, is it fixing or discovering?
Both.
Yeah.
Because when you start thinking about, because you look at how you think about yourself, uh-huh. and sometimes that you do need to fix because it's fucked up, because you've let past things define you.
Correct.
And so that's when you need to fix it, because that shit doesn't. That's not who we are. Mm-hmm. And it's just like our job.
Right.
It's not who we are.
But wait.
We let it become who we are.
You know who I am? Somebody who has to use the restroom.
You know who you are?
Who?
You're a dick.
I have to pee.
Don't.
We'll be right back.
No.
We'll be right back.
No.
Sleepless in Cialis.
No, I'm on a roll and I'm not willing to do
I've
this.
Got to stop.
I'm not willing to
keep
do
talking.
This.
We'll be right back.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Please put the bag of Kentucky Fried Chicken away.
I could just say some stupid shit sometimes.
What? You've got shit all over your mouth.
Dude, I do not.
In your beard, man. You've got like fried chicken pieces.
I don't even... I shaved my beard. What are you talking about?
You have fried... Then whatever that is, it looks like a beard. Because it ain't chicken feathers because it's from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Listen, if you didn't like ever dry your face, uh-huh. if you just wash yourself, do you think mold would grow on it?
I think eventually? That's what's happening right now.
You think I have some bacteria mold?
Black mold.
Really?
It's from Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's not from Kentucky Fried
Chicken.
Wait,
we're on air. We're on air.
It's plant-based mold.
It's plant-based mold. Welcome back, everybody.
Welcome. Thank you for being here.
Sleepless in Cialis. we're having a deep conversation
yes.
today.
I
don't know what's going on, but we're discussing change, and we're discussing perspective on life, and... mm-hmm. I think the topic was kind of identifying who we are through our jobs.
Yeah. But you know what I think all of this leads to?
What?
Is freeing ourselves. I think that is just a major, major focus we need to make.
But as I said to you before the podcast, uh-huh. and honestly, I'm afraid. There's a lot
right.
of fear
right.
of what that is. Because
right.
we've never been that way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know,
and living within yourself.
Right.
Because it's easy to, you know, because we both have similar personalities in that we go to work and we want to serve people.
Correct.
And we want to help them.
Correct.
And part of that is us living vicariously through them, watching them grow, watching them learn,
correct.
Watching them become something.
Watching that light bulb turn on when they understand something.
Uh-huh. And a little bit of pride in our participation
right.
in that. So where do we find that? Or do we need to find that
uh-huh.
when that's not there anymore?
Yeah, we do.
You think we need to find that?
We do. Because of the fact, when as we approach retirement age, what do we need? Are we going to be that invisible old guy in the coffee shop?
I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
What are we going to talk about? Who are we going to talk to? We, you know, our social circles are pretty much compromised or from... people that we work with. I mean, that's who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get rid of that.
And
we
primarily is our podcast.
Yeah.
What if 20 years from now we're doing this? Uh-huh. We've done this a couple of times weekly for 20 years. What do we talk about?
Oh, shit. Well, we've done 56 episodes so far. We haven't run out of anything to talk about yet.
But what if none of that shit is going on in our life?
Then we'll have other shit going on.
Like what?
Well, you know, probably medical issues or...
See, then nobody wants to hear about that.
Nobody does.
No, so we need to make ourselves... We need to find some level in ourselves of confidence is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not finding our confidence in what we do with it for other people.
Right.
And not finding our value in what we do for other people.
Right.
But knowing that we have value just in ourselves and who we are.
Correct.
And I think we need to chase that.
Because we do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But what my biggest concern is that our thought process has surrounded our careers for so many years.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, the money, for, you know, people, management, situations, uh-huh. Et cetera, et cetera. What are we going to do? Who are we when we don't have that
pillar? That's part of what we're discovering.
Yeah.
Part of where we're at.
But how do we figure that out?
We keep trying. We do, it's realizing that we need that focus.
Uh-huh.
And then just keep seeking after it.
Yeah. Are you afraid of becoming that guy at the card table that every time a hand is dealt, you apply it to your career? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was in a predicament like this 20 years ago, and, you know, this is how we dealt it, and, you know.
Oh, and so you just... Yeah.
Everything perpetuate
the same mistakes, problems over
correct.
The years.
So yeah. everything relapses to who you were, not to who you are.
I've never even thought of that. Really. Yeah.
Eddie Brickell, who I am is what I am. You know what I am?
What I am is what I am. Are you what you are or what?
Yeah, philosophy is a cereal box talk.
Do you remember that we had no phones, nothing, and uh-huh. we read cereal boxes when we were children?
Do you remember looking inside? Oh, yeah. I used to read the cereal box.
Yeah.
Definitely, because it was
and then they started putting shit on there, like games and stuff.
Do our kids read? Are kids still reading? Are books still relevant?
No, I don't think so. Honestly, I don't think so.
Because isn't there some psychological benefit to actually reading something versus listening to it? Because you use a different side of your brain, I think.
I don't know. You're still... I thought all the learning took place on one side of the brain.
Well, obviously my side of the brain is rather vacant. Yeah. Because I can't figure that part out.
Really?
Yeah.
The learning part?
The learning part. Are you struggling learning at your age?
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's a dogfight to learn anything.
Yeah. I've been trying to learn Spanish for about 83 years now.
Yeah.
And I struggle all the time with it. And it's, you know, because... You know, it was like when I was learning drums.
Uh-huh.
So I tried to learn piano, but I already knew how to play drums.
Right.
You know how difficult that is? Uh-huh. Because I'd be in my room as a kid, even when I'm still in learning mode, but I'd start playing piano and I'd struggle and I'd look at the drums and it's like, I know how to play those.
And I'd go
play those.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's, I find the same kind of stuff. It's like, I know what I know and I have comfort that I know what I know.
So you keep going back to that same thing.
Yeah, because I don't want to struggle.
Yeah.
I really don't want to, I don't like struggle.
Right.
And I find that the more I try, the more I struggle with
it. Is it struggle or defeat?
Struggle.
Because I struggle tremendously trying to learn anything. You know, I'm a college student.
Right.
And, you know, fortunately I've been able to outsource a lot of that work. Because I wouldn't pass otherwise. Because the material has no interest whatsoever. And if I have to learn something that is not of interest, trying to learn TikTok for us has has been a huge
trying for you to put in for any of the social media sites that we're on.
And get the name right.
To have one username and password that you could share so I could actually contribute.
It would be, it's impossible.
Yeah, you know what I do, guys? I have to send him everything. Like, can you please post this, please?
Because I don't know the passwords. This thing of passwords, we grew up without passwords.
Right.
Right. And now, I mean, and I hate to revert back to this, but going to work, there's like 27 different passwords for everything.
Right.
Yeah. And how are we supposed to remember that?
Write it down.
Right. But when we were children, we remembered everybody's phone number.
I still remember my friend's phone number from when I was a kid.
What was your first phone number?
My first phone number was 602-266-7390.
Mine was 602-948-6118.
What's your cell phone number now?
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking about that too. Remember when the phone rang?
Uh-huh.
And if you're interested at all, you had to pick it up to see who it was?
Yes.
There was no caller ID. There was no voicemail.
But you always answered it.
Well, yeah, because you don't know who it is. But now, we couldn't screen our calls like we do now.
And there were a lot of uncomfortable phone calls I remember getting myself involved in. Because you didn't know who it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you had to deal with issues.
But now we avoid our uncomfortable talks.
Yeah. And I think our society is becoming that way.
Yeah.
And every other phone call that I get is about my car warranty.
Car warranty or the feds have something for me.
Yeah. Your Social Security account has been jeopardized and you need to call. Or you have past due tax. Yeah, and they need Target gift cards to pay for it.
I'm facing criminal charges.
Yeah. Yes. Again.
Yeah.
This has been a good podcast.
It has.
Yeah.
It has. I enjoyed it. Things that we need to think about. Give me bullet points.
Bullet points. what do you mean by bullet points? No. We need to...
Our memories are failing.
So we need to be focused on who we really are and stop identifying ourselves through our work.
Yes, right? Agreed.
And I don't care what your job is, whether you're a doctor, contractor, carpenter, electrician, or finance, or whatever the thing is. Most of the guys I know identify themselves through their job.
Yeah, right? It's true.
Conversations are limited to what they've done, where they've worked, and you know, situations they've been in. But we can't identify ourselves by our jobs.
Yes.
We are people.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot more to life than just being what we do for work.
Yeah. So we need to find it.
Yeah. We have to figure that part out.
Yeah, that's the tough part.
Yeah. That's the hard work, man. Yep.
Yeah.
Great podcast.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me talk with this stuff.
Talk
with this stuff through with you. And everybody, find somebody that you can do that with. It's important.
Everybody needs a friend they can be open and honest with.
And somebody whose opinion you trust, though.
Yes, and value.
You know, it can't just be anybody.
Yes. Do not ask the guy in the Jack in the Box drive-thru because their opinions are not good.
That's right.
Yeah, your friend
Keith. Not necessarily.
Yeah.
There might be some good opinions at a Jack in the Box drive-thru.
Well, let's go try it.
No.
Yeah.
Unless you want some tacos.
No. All right, ladies and gents, thanks for a great...
Thank y'all.
Sleepless in Cialis. Big hands at Sleepless in Cialis.
Yep, see you soon.
TikTok, bye.